Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking about the Barron Braswell run against teen violence this morning. It is coming up on the 21st at Cortland High School. We'll get into all the details with you this morning. Number of guests here. Gwen Braswell Nash is here. Barron Braswell is here. First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office is here. And Dina Vales is also here, a parent that will find out her story and her involvement too as we go along this morning. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Ted.
Gwen, we've talked about this a lot over the years. Barron too. This is a special day, and as far also as what it means to the county and just this topic. This run has really become kind of a rallying point for not only Spotsylvania County now, the region.
This is the 14th year of this event, and the event started, just to give history on it for people who aren't familiar with it, but in 2006, my 16-year-old son, Barron Braswell II, he was murdered at the hands of a teen. Since then, my life has changed. My goal has been to raise awareness against teen violence and bullying and violence in general, because it not only affected us as a family, it affected the community as a whole. And it also changed the lives of the families of the perpetrators. So really there's no true winners in a situation like this. Barron, he would be turning 30 years old this year, September 29th. And because of a senseless act of teen violence, we won't have those opportunities. Never had opportunities to see him graduate. We received his diploma posthumously. Never saw him graduate from college. Never would he have shared an opportunity of marriage, or I couldn't have been a grandmother to his kids. And then, of course, missing him as a son, his brother missing him as a brother, and then his father missing him as a son as well. So we come out, we get together, really throughout the year I do various events, not just the run against teen violence, but whatever I can do to raise awareness against teen violence and bullying in the area so that no other family would have to go through what we are going through and will continue to live with for the rest of our lives.
Barron, because of this, the whole issue of teen violence and bullying around here has a different meaning because of this, and because of this run and just the emphasis.
Well, we see in the news, the recent news, all the incidences of violence, and it, even though it varies, the root cause is the same. Yeah. And so it's important, I believe, as Gwen had indicated, that we always have to have awareness of the matter. Sometimes we take for granted our peace and our security, and we need to be vigilant about it, and we need to be vigilant about educating our young people to make good decisions so that we don't have a travesty of the nature that we experienced 14 years ago. So I'm delighted to be a part of the race because it's doing that one very thing, is continuously reminding people of the importance of this issue. And the thing that I love about the race more than anything is it's a time when people can get together from all different backgrounds and different communities within our community and have a good time without any commotion.
Yeah, boy, it's as I said, it really has framed that issue so well. And especially as teen violence and bullying has become such an issue nationally, we have kind of a rallying cry here in this particular situation.
Yeah, I think too with you know, like there was an incident that occurred at Massaponics High School a while back, and once again, you know, there's some that approach it, I think, in an incorrect way. They want to throw gasoline on a fire, and that's never going to make it better. But what we try to do is, in a constructive way, address the root causes of this particular issue, and then just ensure that folks have an opportunity to prevent things from happening before it gets out of hand.
First Sergeant Sean Jones here this morning, and we have talked about this over the years. Sheriff's Department and you have been involved in this from the start, in a big way. I think just the emphasis helps the Sheriff's Department make its case too against teen violence.
It's a partnership. It's a way to bring the community together, like everyone said so far, to raise awareness and help prevent bullying and teen violence in the community. So it's a partnership with everyone working together.
Well, and you've seen it in a number of ways, and over the years you've seen it just as a school resource officer at one time.
Oh yes, I mean, it's a lot changed since the times I was a school resource officer. Now we have social media, and social media takes a very big toll on what's going on with kids, and it affects kids and leads to active violence and bullying within the school as well. It's another form of bullying as well.
We'll get into this even a little bit more as we go along, but one of the things you've talked about over the years, we've talked about this over the years with all of us, is the fact that the parents play a role of, when you see something at home, take some action, nip it in the bud.
Exactly. The thing is, we got to work together. And if a parent sees something at home, let somebody know. Don't wait till the last minute when things get out of control. They need to let somebody know as soon as possible, so that way our school resource officers, our school administration, our teachers can get involved with the situation.
For Sergeant Sean Jones here, Deanna Vales is here this morning. Deanna, you're involved in this through just as a you're just an involved parent that got involved.
Yes, I've been a part of the race since its inception. Also, I'm part of the planning committee, and over the years, it's just been a blessing for me to see how the community comes together to support the cause. And for me personally, I now have conversations with my son about bullying, just to prepare him to go out into the school and to know how to handle that.
Boy, Gwen, that's what ultimately you've always talked about, wanting to have, making sure that those conversations take place, and that that within families, this issue doesn't get away from parents.
Right. It's very important that parents be involved in what their kids are doing, and actually knowing their child. I mean, because if you don't know your child, you won't recognize the symptoms if they are having problems. Because bullying is a big deal, teen violence. Statistically, it says in the United States, 20% of students or report being bullied. And that's more than one in every five students, and which that's big. And so when students are bullied, I mean, a lot of them, they don't want to go to school. They feel their self-esteem is low. So as a parent, you need to speak to your child. If you feel like something's wrong and they're not talking, try to get someone involved that they will open up to and talk to if it's not you. But you need to be aware of what's going on with your child.
The Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence, it is the 21st at Cortland High School. We are talking about it this morning. Much more coming up. BraswellRun.com, by the way, if you want to get online and see everything that's going on. BraswellRun.com, that's where you can sign up. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
The Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. It is September 21st. It's at Cortland High School. It's a few Saturdays from now. At 8 o'clock, there's a youth 1 mile walk and run, and then at 8:30, it's the 5K run and walk. BraswellRun.com for all the information. Gwen Breswell, Nash, Baron Breswell here this morning. First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Sheriff's Office, and Dina Vales, a parent who's been involved in the in the planning and just involved with this race also here this morning. Sean, we talked about a second ago, just as far as what you've seen, just it just seems that you look at schools today, because I can remember when my kids started to get into middle school and high school, and them saying, you know, Dad, it's not like it was when you were in school, and just as far as the bullying and just the intensity goes, and having done a little bit of coaching in high school, you do see that things have changed over the years.
Correct, things have changed over the years, but with things like the Braswell Run Against Teen Violence and the partnerships we have with the law enforcement and our school community, we're trying to deter those things and make our schools safe and trying to take a stance against teen violence and bullying in our schools in Spotsylvania County. Things have tremendously changed. You now have social media. We didn't have that when we were in school back in the day. And then you have cell phones that are capturing everything. So a lot of things have changed. It's just bullying is still there. It's just got more sophisticated, I guess you could say.
Baron, you deal with this at just at the school board level, and I've always found it interesting that when a lot of people will bring this up and talk about it from, and as you mentioned, there are different ways to handle these things. I always think when you're there taking this in, you have a situation that no one else does, and you've dealt with this like no one else has.
Well, at the school level, I mean, We have rules and regulations, procedures, so that we will have as a code of conduct that we apply to all students, and we try to administer that fairly. The intangibles, I guess you might say, is to caveat what First Sergeant Jones was saying, is that it's not just social media, but the way parents interact in the process as well. I mean, kids will be kids, and they're influenced by the culture. But parents have changed too, and so we have to help parents help their children make good decisions as well. And sometimes that means we have to, especially in administrative hearings, which I can't get into too much detail about. We have to, you know, sometimes tell parents, you know, that I think your viewpoint on this is wrong, and you need to help your child make good decisions. And you know, there's a lot of times as I see it a lot as a coach. You got parents that are so eager for their kids to win; they want them to win at any cost.
Yeah,
and that's the wrong message that they're sending.
Well, and I guess, Gwen, when with this whole thing, and as we've talked over the years, it's kind of the situation. It does all start at home and how parents are, and if you hear from others or even just see it, you want to see people to try to, you know, not ignore what you see and not take the kids will be kids approach sometime.
Right, and that is so true, because if you see something, you need to say something, tell someone about it, because bullying is a lot more sophisticated than when, you know, we were kids. I mean, you heard terms, you know, words don't hurt you, you know, but now today words do hurt because they are more sophisticated. It's not just between you and another kid. It's on social media. It's people texting in groups, people you know, writing stuff on a wall or a group of kids getting together and really intimidating one kid and other kids standing around when fights are going on and videotaping stuff and post it on social media. A lot of parents, you hear them say, well, I don't know how to use social media. I don't know, you know, how to get on Facebook and stuff like that. But I'm encouraging you today, if your kid is on Facebook or Instagram or some of the other social media links, you really need to be involved, because it's like an after-school activity. Or, you know, kids are on there, and you need to know who your friends are. I mean, who your kids are interacting with. And you need to create a safe environment, a supportive environment, as they are working their way through social media, if you decide to allow them to be on social media. It's not a given that they have to be on social media. That's a parental choice. But you need to be aware of what they're doing on those sites.
Gwen said it all. You need to be aware of what's going on those sites and social media. But a lot of times when we encounter parents, they don't know what their kids are doing with their cell phones, and they're afraid to take the cell phones from the kids. And when I talk to parents, I let them know, plain and simple, your kid don't have a job. Majority of them are still in school. Yeah. You pay that cell phone bill, so that cell phone is yours. So you should know what's going on that cell phone. As the owner of that cell phone, because the kids are minors, you should know the passcode, password to that cell phone. You should know the passcode and passwords to all of their social media sites, and you need to monitor their social media sites as well. Plain and simple, take your kid's cell phone, do a phone check. I do it all the time with my kids. They get upset, but I do a phone check, and you get on there, you see who they're talking to, you see who they're socializing with, and you need to be involved. Parents need to be involved. Sometimes parents let their cell phones babysit the kids. That's not the case. We need to all work together. And Barron said it as well. Some of the stuff that we see that's going on is learned behavior. These kids are learning this behavior from their parents as well. So it's all about educating, too. We can try to educate some.
And if I know that you're going to be looking at my cell phone, who I communicate with and how I communicate is going to probably be different.
Oh, yes. I mean, definitely. Parents need to be involved. And if they see what you're, you know that you're going to check their cell phone, they're going to, like you say, do things differently. But you do spot checks. All right, let it go for a little bit. And they think, oh, Dad forgot about it. No, Dad didn't forget about it. We're just sneaking up on you and seeing what's going on. It's called being a parent and taking care of your kid.
Absolutely. I agree with Sean. I have all the passwords to everything, and I randomly check, so he never knows. Mm-hmm. And we do have to have conversations sometimes.
Yeah.
There are things that I see. I'm like, hey, you know, let's talk about this and the impact it's not only going to have today, but years to come. Mm-hmm. These are things that the conversations we need to be having with our children.
Yeah.
And our kids need to realize that one bad decision can affect their future. So they need to take in consideration and think before they act. All right. Think before they make a decision.
Well, Gwen, I liked what you said about, you know, if they're going to be on social media, maybe you have a child that you don't think is mature enough and ready to be on social media.
Right. I mean, and that goes with cell phones as well. I mean, all kids aren't mature enough to have a cell phone. I mean, if you're concerned about kids, you know, communicating with you or you having a link to that child, you don't have to have a cell phone that has a data plan with it. It could just be a phone number so you can contact that kid. But a lot of kids, you know, it's like the Joneses, they call it. Well, this person is on Facebook or this person has a cell phone, you know, so I want. But you are the parent. It doesn't mean that because they want something, you have to give it. You have to know your child, and you have to also let them grow to an age where you feel like they're responsible enough and not being influenced enough that through peer pressure that they're going to do something wrong, because you're not at their sides all the time. When they leave your home, they're representing you as a family, and when they make bad choices, and even when they make good choices, you know, it is representative of you as a parent. I've heard some parents say, you know, I try to give my kid privacy, you know, I don't go in their room or search around. I feel like, you know, that is a parental choice, but for me, seeing all the things that have occurred on the news where there have been kids in their room playing on the computer, playing with video games that really took them down a dark path, or kids making bombs, or kids playing with weapons in their room, and this is under a parental roof, and they weren't aware of that at all. And the consequences of that, caused the lives of many, many other kids. So you need to know what's going on social media, what's going on in your kid's room, and what's going on in their behavior. As if their behavior has changed, or if you've noticed something, not just the person being bullied, but the bully, or you know, you need to take a stand as a parent.
Well, you know, I just want to add to what Gwen was saying too. You know, we're having this conversation. We're not patronizing anyone. We're just telling them that if you don't do these things, then you're going to experience the pain either that we experienced or the pain that the perpetrator of the crime against our son is experiencing. Like Gwen started off by saying, no one wins in this.
Yeah,
I'm sure the parents of the young man that killed our son, because they don't get to see him on a daily basis, or they have to arrange for visits to go see him in prison, I'm sure they wish they would have taken a little extra time to see what he was doing and what he was all about. And then, you know, and for us, you know, we have to live with that decision that someone else failed to do for the rest of our lives. And so what we're trying to do is at least address it in a positive way by bringing awareness of it and bringing folks together to enjoy a wonderful day at the race each year.
We're going to get into that race and talk about scholarships, too, because you have helped a lot of students over the years with scholarships. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 21st at Cortland High School. BraswellRun.com for all the information. BraswellRun.com. Sean Jones, you ran last year. Are you going to run again this year?
Here we go, Ted.
I'm not. So I No, I have high regard for you.
I didn't really prepare this year to run, but I've talked to Gwen, so I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and I'm going to run/walk the race this year. And what I'm going to do is I got a friend of mine that's coming down to walk with me, but I'm also encouraging other parents, grandparents, community leaders, everybody in the community to join us. You don't have to walk. It's a walk/run.
Yeah.
But let's take a stance against bullying and teen violence, and let's walk this race together.
Yeah, I'm going to be walking and running too, but I'll be moving like pond water. And but I'll do the best I can.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. BraswellRun.com, the website again, September 21st at Cortland High School, the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence coming up on the 21st at Cortland High School. There's an 8 o'clock youth mile run, and then at 8:30, it's the 5K run and walk. BraswellRun.com gives you all the information. Dina Vales here, a parent who's been involved. Wow, Dina, for you to have been involved as many years as you have, you've put a lot into this. You've seen it grown, and I guess you've also learned a lot. Just a little bit you've talked about. This, I'm sure, has helped solidify some things, and you've learned some things being involved with this.
Yes, I have. Just to see the community come together year after year, and to see the organization grow, has been a blessing for me. And also to be able to participate in events outside of the race with Gwen. One thing I can say for sure, over this time period, I have seen kids actually come to our tent and talk about bullying. So Gwen has provided a platform for these kids to come up and actually just start talk about what they are experiencing real life in school. So we've had a huge impact on kids over the years. I can see that.
Wow, how exciting is that, though?
That's very exciting, yeah. Because sometimes kids don't talk about it. They can't talk about it. They won't talk about it to their parents. They won't talk about it to their friends. So when they're out with a group of kids and they raise their hand, one person raises their hand, it starts an impact on others, and they say, hey, you know, I've been bullied too, so I would like to talk about this too. And Gwen has tons of information at the tent to teach them about bullying and how to open up to others about it.
Well, Gwen, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've done back-to-school events. I've spoken to the Girl Scouts. I mean, and at various events when I set up my tent and people come, you know, families come by. And so it does give me an opportunity to talk and to get to know people in the community. And what does surprise me, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, that these kids open up and they want to talk about it. And I've had some kids who start to talk about it and the pain is so deep that you can see them tear up. But that's why the partnerships in the communities with various organizations are so important. So it allows me to get my message out there through sponsorships and people working together with me in the planning committee. We've partnered recently with Germana Community College because bullying isn't just teen violence. I mean, it surpasses, it goes into adulthood. You have bullies. And I remember talking to Dr. Gullickson, and she was asking me about the run and how it ties in with Germana. And this is the 14th year of the run. So a lot of the kids who've grown up in this area, they probably were in high school, and some of them have done the run. And so now they're in college. And so we are doing Race for Credits with them, where we're going to pay for 3 credit hours for a registered student, you know, through a raffle done by Germana, if they come out and participate in the run and put their name in the raffle and they get awarded 3 credit hours. We also still do the friendly school competition through Pratt Healthcare. Schools with the most number of registered runners will receive $1,000, $500, or $250. That's 9 cash awards. And of course, we have cash prizes for some of the elite runners that will be out there. $400 first place, $200, and then $100 for third place. So trying to bring the community together and also give an incentive for people to come out so that they will hear our message. We also have guest speakers that will be coming out to speak against teen violence. And one of the things that we do towards the end of the run is we give raffles for prizes. I go out through the year and I will pick up things that I can give out at the end of the race, and I ask different businesses. I have Catherine Jones, who's working with me and helping me gather some of those raffle prizes so that we can give it out to people who stay towards the end and participate in the full event, because it's not just a run walk, but it's an experience that an educational experience, so that we can educate families and kids in the community against teen violence and bullying.
Well, and Baron, you mentioned a few minutes ago that this day. It's a high energy day. It's a positive day, and that really from the start always struck me. I remember the first year just thinking what an incredibly sad event this is, and underlying it certainly is. But you all have made this really a chance for the community to come together.
Well, I also believe that, as the scriptures say, what some had meant for evil, God turned it around for good. And I believe that, you know, in the midst of our hurt and our pain, that God manifested his will to be done in our community so that we would see his joy. And I think it shows itself every year in the planning of it. Gwen does a tremendous job of planning and pouring her heart into it, and so we're all delighted to join in with her and help in any way we can. I'm kind of the setup guy. That's the role that I eventually got into it, with it. And, you know, we're really just thrilled at all the support that we get now, because some of the things happen automatically. We don't even, you know, everybody knows what they ought to do. And so they just do it. And then the thing that always brings joy to me is seeing kids socialize. They don't even know I'm watching them, and they're just having a good time. And that makes it worth the while for me.
On the scholarship end of this, you've really helped over the years a number of kids just through scholarships.
Well, I think, and Gwen probably has the exact numbers, but we've been doing the scholarships for the past 14 years, not the ones that just the Community Foundation does, but we had some other opportunities to seed into the lives of young people in this area. And the beautiful thing is that quite a few of them have already come back after obtaining their college degree. And now they're running in the race for a different purpose. And and it's always good to get feedback that, you know, something that you did, even though you weren't trying to get recognition for it, meant something to the someone. And so that keeps me motivated. I know it motivates Gwen as well. And, you know, we just want to just keep doing the best we can. And, you know, there's an old adage, just let your little light shine. And if you just do that, then God will get the glory, and everything will work its way out.
Well, Gwen, I've said to you so many times, it would have been so easy for you just to say, I'm done with all of you. Mm-hmm. And you haven't, and that's what you like. What a great analogy, Baron, just about, you know, letting your light shine, and that's what you have turned this into.
Right. I mean, it wasn't always easy. I just remember after Deuce died, I mean, I was just in a dark place. I had to find my way back, and it just was hard. And so, as I started to think about it, I knew that what my mission was in life, that wasn't provided to me by me. I felt there was a higher calling for me, because that's the message that I received, to go out and spread awareness against teen violence and not let my son die in vain. I wanted to create a legacy of hope and awareness in honor of him, and also help other people, and so that it wouldn't happen to their families, and also help others on an educational level.
Well, what's also exciting to see about this, Baron, is it interests me to see how many area football players who've played games the night before will come out to this race and be involved just because they want to be involved.
Yeah, and a lot of that is I commend the coaches for that, especially Coach Eric Ludden. He's always provided for his kids to come by and participate, because they do meet on Saturday after the game for sort of like a back brief practice, if you will. This particular year, they're going to be in Pennsylvania, and he sent me his regards that he would not be able to be there because they'll be traveling back extremely late because they have to play a game in Pennsylvania. But it's always exciting for me to see kids from the area participate, and they don't have to run. They just be themselves and enjoy themselves walking on the course and intermingling with other players and telling stories of the game that they were in the previous night. And, you know, I really enjoy that part of it. And, yeah, that does mean a lot to me, because my son was a football player. He was a member of that fraternity. And, in fact, both of my sons are a member of that fraternity of, you know, high school athletes that played football. And there's nothing quite like family with football teams. There's no other sport that can compare to the camaraderie that a football team represents as a family than football.
Yeah. Sean, you mentioned a few minutes ago about what a great partnership this is, and this is with the sheriff's office and this race. Boy, you both benefit.
I mean, it's a win-win situation for everyone. It shows that we're working together as a community to fight teen violence and bullying in the community. It's a great cause. Gwen comes out and supports a lot of our activities with the Sheriff's Office as well to bring awareness. I mean, she's at National Night Out, Trunk or Treat. Anytime we have a community event, we try to reach out and invite her as well.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Sheriff's Office here this morning. Dina Vales is here along with Baron Braswell and Gwen Braswell Nash. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is the 21st at Cortland High School. We'll have more details and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is on the 21st at Cortland High School. There's a 5K run and walk, a one-mile fun run. That starts at 8. The run itself starts, or walk, it starts at 8:30. One of the things, it's election year, and at the last school board meeting, Baron, you mentioned that if you're a candidate, you want to wear a T-shirt, you can do that, or have a button or something like that. But let's not make this a political chance to do some politicking that day.
Yeah, absolutely. On that particular day, I respect the race in that I never, in my times of running for office, used that venue as an opportunity to campaign. And I would hope that others would show the same respect. We're there for the cause of bringing awareness against teen violence. If there's a politician that would like to come out and shake people's hands and wear a shirt and a button, We welcome them. Come on out and be a part of that process. But we were also going to ask that on the route of the race that there would be no signs placed up, because it would be a distraction. And we will remove the sign. We're not going to destroy it, but we will remove it and give it back to you, and you can put it back up later. But just save us all a lot of grief and don't do that, and we shouldn't have any problems. But we welcome politicians to come out and shake hands and meet folks, but we ask that they would be respectful of what the race is really all about.
Gwen, in the past, you've had some military members have come and run this race.
Right. The Marines have been coming out, I would say, for maybe 8 years now. So they're with the substation, the recruiting station off of Route 3. Mm-hmm. And Gunny Sergeant Perry is in charge of that unit, and he will be coming out with about 50 to 55 members. And we also have the U.S. Army who's participating, and Staff Sergeant Dwayne Nilsen, is part of that unit, and he'll be coming out with his fellow comrades. So I feel blessed that they're taking an opportunity to come and join with us against teen violence, because a lot of the kids that they're recruiting have grown up in this area, and they are kids that will be running in formation. And it means a lot to me that they're taking the opportunity to come out.
Yeah, no, it's a day unlike any other. Dina Vales, you've been involved as someone that's involved in getting this ready. Every year you must get excited about it.
I do get excited about it. We get up first thing in the morning, 5:30, and we're out there preparing for all the runners to come in and register. And I also take part in the event. Some years I've ran, some years I walk. This year I'll follow Sean's suit. I will run and walk.
Sean Jones, I think it's great that you did. You've gotten involved in it, and no matter how you get there from start to finish, I think it's
right.
Great.
That's right, and I encourage you to come out and do the same thing, Ted.
I knew
walk
we were
with
turn
us.
This
walk with us.
I knew we were going to turn this around. It is a great day, and BraswellRun.com, Gwen, is where you can go and find the information. There's all kinds of, it'll give you links to sign up, and it's easy to do.
Right. And we've made it easy to do through Race Timing Unlimited. Vic Culp, he's worked with us for years, and it's a timed run. Your bib has your chip in it, your microchip, and when you cross the line starting out, that's when your time starts, and then when you cross coming in, that's when your time ends. And hopefully, you know, maybe you'll win an award. But that's not the purpose of the run. The purpose really is to come out together as a community, walk, run, fellowship with one another, mm-hmm. so that we can raise awareness against teen violence. But for me, this event and the cause, it means so much to me in honor of my son. So if you can come out that day and to support the event, you know, please come out.
There's also on the website information on how you can donate to be part, you know, keep the scholarship going. And Baron, thank you for all that you all have done to keep this going. This is a unique day.
Well, Ted, we thank you, and we thank the community, because we're always blessed by the overwhelming support and encouragement that we receive from the community and folks like yourself. That gives us the energy to continue on. Thank you so much.
Dina Vales, First Sergeant Sean Jones, Baron Braswell, and Gwen Braswell Nash. Thank you all for coming in. We look forward to this show every year, and it's such an important day. It is a unique day. BraswellRun.com for information. BraswellRun.com, September 21st at Cortland High School, the Baron Braswell Run against teen violence. That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.